Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode.
Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. Today, I am thrilled to sit down with an amazing mom who is redefining postpartum wellness and advocating for working moms in healthcare. Joining me is Sherry, founder and CEO of Mommy Scrubs, an occupational therapist, a champion for postpartum wellness, and a devoted wife and mother of two. Look at her, don't you got it? And through her brand, Mommy Scrubs, she's helping moms in the medical field pump or breastfeed with ease and discretion, y'all. Y'all like that part? While balancing the demands of motherhood and a thriving career. So today we're diving into all things motherhood. Nothing is off limits. And everybody, give a warm welcome to Sherry. All right. Sherry, would you like to, did I say everything for you?
You did. For that wonderful welcome. And again, thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm super excited to chat with you.
Yeah. And y'all, if you see us, we're already grinning because we know we're about to have a great time. All right. So let's get into it. I know you wear many hats. You're a CEO, occupational therapist.
Yes.
An advocate, a wife, and a mom with two. So how would you, in your own personal opinion, describe your journey into motherhood?
Rough. Well, first and foremost, again, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, glory to God for me even just being here, because I truly believe he is the one who blessed me to be a wife, which blessed me to be a mom, blessed me to be an occupational therapist, which has led to my purpose, my God-given purpose and vision, Mommy Scrubs. But motherhood, yes, let's talk about it. It's the best part of life. It's also the most exhausting part of life, right? Let's be honest. My children are now 6 and 3. We have a 6-year-old son, Trey, and our daughter, Madison. We call her Maddie. She's 3. Their nickname is Fast and Furious, but they are such a joy. You know, it's crazy because growing up, I never envisioned myself as a mother. I didn't envision myself as a wife. I really kind of thought about myself kind of being this free person. And so, you know, unlike some of the young girls growing up who may dream of planning a wedding and starting a family, it just like that was never me. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I'll be celebrating my 10-year wedding anniversary in May to my wonderful husband. Which is another full-time job. Girl, you'll have to have me back on for that. So, you know, with my first pregnancy, you know, we did plan for parenthood. We wanted to, you know, be homeowners, pay debt, so on and so forth. And so we planned for fatherhood. It didn't happen right away for us. You know, I thought you stop preventing and it'll happen, right? If you just, you know, stop preventing, and that just wasn't the case. But nonetheless, it happened when it did in the right timing. But I will say, like many first-time moms, I suffered severely in silence with postpartum depression and anxiety. I hid it from everyone. I mean, even my husband. On my husband's side, our kiddos are the only grandchildren. And so there was a lot of excitement. And people always ask about the baby, you know, and I'm like, but what about mom? And I remember going to my 6-week postpartum wellness checkup visit. And I thought, yes, my OBGYN, she'll know this, she'll help me. And I filled out the screening. And I remember I wasn't completely honest because I was embarrassed, right, to be honest about the symptoms that I was experiencing. But I answered it enough to like raise red flags. And I remember her reviewing it and taking a moment. And she's like, And I'm thinking, yes, 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 this is it. She's going to see me. She's going to see that I need help and so on and so forth. But she gave me the benefit of the doubt because I'm a healthcare provider myself. And so she's like, hey, well, you know, how's breastfeeding coming along? And I'm like, yeah, it's coming along. I'm so exhausted. It's a lot. And so she started giving me like breastfeeding tips and such. And I just kind of fell through the cracks. No fault of hers, right? Because I'm the one that was suffering in silence and did not advocate for myself, did not know how to ask for help. I also was recovering from a C-section. That is major surgery as a new mom, you know, having, let's be honest, honest, those abdominal muscles sliced open and you're having to care for a completely new human being. You do not know this human being. They do not know you. And everything is new. You know, as an occupational therapist, thankfully, I was able to kind of problem solve through some things like using a log rolling technique to get out of bed because I didn't even have the abdominal muscles, right? To just kind of sit up, you know, just different positions with breastfeeding because my incision. And so there was a lot of problem solving, a lot of prayer, but it was very rough. It was very rough because of all of that. It was hard for me to enjoy motherhood, right? Mm-hmm. Initially. I mean, those first like 4 to 6 months, I was just surviving, literally. There was no thriving. I was just surviving. And then, of course, I went back to work. I work every weekend as an occupational therapist, which I'm sure we'll get into that in a little bit. You know, I had a meltdown, and which I had been having, I had just been hiding it, right? In the shower, or you cry, you know? And so I remember my husband was getting ready for work, and, you know, he travels for work, and I just could not hold it any longer. And I had our son, and I just like broke down, and he was like, whoa, what's happening? You know, when he took the baby, he took our son over to his parents' house, and it allowed me to just kind of, I remember just kind of taking a shower, and I literally like crawled in bed and slept for hours. But as a mom, you know, you don't get days and times off, you know, I couldn't leave the baby there forever. And so later that evening, I went and picked him up, and, you know, I was fine then, but at least I was no longer suffering in silence alone. And so, but it definitely took a breakdown and a meltdown for anyone to even know.
Well, thank you for sharing that. So now to build on to that question, because you talked about as a first-time mom, the early years of it. So how is it for you now that you have a 6 and a 3-year-old?
But Yes. So, you know, the days are long, but the years are short. I'm definitely, you know, enjoying motherhood more these days. And 6 and 3, it's just a fun age as well. There, you know, it's a lot of energy. God is funny because he gives the kids all of the energy. As adults, we're exhausted. And it's like, wait, how does this balance out? So it's good these days. I will say for my second pregnancy with my daughter, I was able to have a VBAC. Okay. So that's just vaginal birth after cesarean. So that experience alone, I think, helped my mental health. Because I do believe having the C-section and being the first time I triggered and contributed to my postpartum depression and anxiety. But having that VBAC, I had her, was home the next day. And I did not suffer from postpartum depression and anxiety, which I had told myself I would no longer suffer with postpartum depression and anxiety if I was struggling, like everyone would know. But because my family knew that I had suffered the first time, everyone was definitely like checking in and receiving support. So yeah, the days now are busy. They're fun. They play well together. They love one another. And it's always nice when I can just like let them run off and play and then fold a load of laundry or something.
That's how I am. I have, well, they'll be 2 and 4 this year. So
okay, yes.
I'm right there in that area with you. So I'm just like, yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. It's a beauty when they can like play together. And, you know, that was a big motivator for having a second child, right? Because after that first, after what I went through, it could have easily been like, you know what, we're done. This is it. God bless us with this one. But we definitely wanted our son to have a sibling. And so it's just so beautiful to see their, you know, relationship grow.
I feel like sibling love, seeing it real time.
Yes.
Okay. So now, because, you know, we're all about our wellness, what does self-care look like for you as a mom who's constantly wearing different hats?
Prayer. So for me, my faith is huge, and it is what sustains me and really kind of gives me the strength to get through motherhood, you know, being an employee, being a friend, a sister, a daughter, all of the many hats that I wear, a business owner now. And so prayer and devotional and just spending my time with God is really huge. I've prioritized that in the past. Being busy, wearing all of the hats, it wasn't uncommon for me to. I got to the point where God was like getting my leftovers. And for me, because like self-care, spiritual care, like all of that is one, it goes hand in hand. I had to readjust and like prioritize that. And so I start my days now with, you know, my Bible studies, setting alarms. Self-care for me too is also, I've had to set different boundaries and such. But I have joined the YMCA. I feel like a lot of people sleep on the YMCA, but you know, it's small. The demographics are different there. You know, it's typically older individuals. And again, it's less crowded, but it's perfect for me, especially with my work schedule. And there's also a place for childcare. So I'm able to take care of myself, you know, physically. I enjoy like running, treadmill, cycling, and then Zumba and yoga. More yoga nowadays because I feel like my day-to-day life is Zumba. So I'm like, I don't need to go to Zumba.
Slow down.
Let me just get somewhere and just slow down and just kind of calm and center myself. So yeah, that's what self-care, you know, looks like for me for sure. Just trying to keep what's important important. You know, I definitely don't drink enough water. Most people don't, but you know, I try to eat well. That doesn't always happen. I try to live by this kind of 80-20 rule. Like I try to get it right 80% of the time, 20% of the time. Grace is going to kick in and I'll be fine.
Exactly. Like that grace from what I tell you, let me tell you, change your life. Because
yes,
a lot indeed. Of these situations in general and like just being a mom and having just different responsibilities where you have to just learn to give yourself grace because
Right. Every
day is going to look different. You can't wait. Like even though you're you know, deal with some of the same stuff, but every day looks completely different.
I understand. Yes.
All right. Now I really want to get into the nitty gritty about your story behind Mommy Scrubs.
Yes.
What inspired you to create this brand? Yes. And just tell us more about it because I know that this is just going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. Yes. So as you all already know, I am an occupational therapist and I have been for the past 10 years. And as an occupational therapist, I'm constantly viewing a way to make things kind of like more functional and such. So there is kind of that like innovative piece somewhere in my busy brain. When I returned to work after having my son, I quickly noticed the lack of postpartum support in our uniforms. So, you know, a traditional scrub top it just did not meet the demands and the need. It's just not functional for breastfeeding moms and healthcare. And so I was undressing multiple times during my work shift. So I work every Saturday and Sunday. So I work like minimum 10 hours every Saturday and Sunday. So long shifts, but that does allow me to be home Monday through Friday and have like that nice work-life balance. That's been my work schedule for the past 7 years now. But in any case, I was undressing multiple times. I mean, sometimes up to four times during my work shift. And I was undressing along with other new moms, but we did what we had to do because, of course, we had to work and our babies had to eat. But I'm looking around and I'm like, why are we doing this multiple times? And, you know, I work in an acute care setting, cardiovascular acute care setting. And so to think about those scrub tops, listen, when I come home, that's the first thing I do is get out of those scrubs because there's no telling what's on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. But I'm pulling those scrub tops over my head multiple times during my work shift along with the other new moms. And so it was in those moments that my occupational therapy brain and mommy brain collided. And I had the vision for what is now Mommy Scrubs. Now, keep in mind, remember, homegirl was suffering from the postpartum depression anxiety. So I had the vision back then, but I couldn't move forward with it mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, just was not in a place to move forward with it. And so life went on because that's what happens. Life goes on, whether you have problems or not. And I got through my breastfeeding phase and I became a mom 3 years later for the second time, returned to work again after maternity leave. And I was like, oh, I remember I had this problem 3 years ago. Still no solution. Okay, it's time for me to, you know, get this ball rolling. I was in a much better place right at that time. So, you know, I wasn't suffering from postpartum depression and anxiety. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I was in a better place. And then financially, we were in a place to support the vision for like an owner's investment. Because let's be honest, you know, it takes money to start a business. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have great ideas, but you know, it does take some financial support to get this thing growing and going. So that's where the vision stemmed from. It was birthed from my own lived experience. So I'm super excited about it. Feel like it's an honor. And again, a part of my God-given purpose to serve these lactating healthcare heroes, you know, because my breastfeeding days are behind me. The factory is completely shut down, closed, like it's over. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's a full-time job in itself, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I said, I need to put this on my resume. This is a full-time job. And so I'm just very honored to, be serving our lactating healthcare heroes with Mommy Scrubs. I launched August 1st of 2024, so I still consider myself in the building phase of things. I'm learning a lot. I've just been blessed to, meet so many people who are just kind of like pouring into me. My husband, my mom, my siblings, I have great family support, and everyone's like cheering me on. And because I believe I'm walking in my purpose, and I pray about it, and I'm just like really excited for it.
Yeah, and I think it's beautiful because it's like you're solving a problem that many moms have. And especially just thinking like this is such a beautiful journey. Like it started with you just thinking of that one idea because your own experience, and now you're able to impact so many other moms. And not to go on a tangent, but it just reminds me this morning I was doing my devotion and I was telling my best friend how in Joshua it talks about how God will give you the vision, but if you don't do the work, you're not going to get there, right?
And faith without work is dead, girl. Don't get me to preach it. In Joshua 1:9, it talks about have I not commanded you? Be strong, be courageous, be brave, be bold. Oh, this isn't an easy, like, this is great. Don't get me wrong. And I'm very thankful and I feel extremely blessed, but it is work, right? I mean, you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, so you get it. No, it means late nights. I still work as an occupational therapist. So that's another thing. I did not quit my job to become an entrepreneur. So my weekends are already taken. And then, balancing just the family Monday through Friday, being present, right? Because I need to actually be present. The time is so fleeting with them. And so just being present, but also giving the business what it needs to grow, it's a lot. And I say, Lord, are you like,
Tell me
am I
they're like, what are you
insane
myself
or am
into?
I like,
It's
but
so good.
hey, he gave it to me. And so I know that he'll give me everything that I need to continue the journey. And so I will be courageous, brave, bold, and all of those things.
Okay, so before we wrap up, what is one piece of advice you would give a mom who's currently overwhelmed? Yeah, I know, it's like you want to give her a whole book, but you got.
So first and foremost, you're not alone. Just message me. I'll pray with you for you, whatever the case is. You're not alone. I think sometimes in motherhood, it can feel so isolating in the moment. Like, because I guess you're actually alone in that moment, perhaps you are home alone with the kids, or you put the kids down and you just are, so overwhelmed with the day, thinking about the next day, the next few weeks, and so on and so forth. And so, like we talked about earlier, it's just kind of like giving yourself grace, knowing that you're not alone, and then just knowing that, hey, we were made for this. If you believe, you have to know God chose you to be the mother to those kids or to the child. And it is hard, it is exhausting, it's all of those things, but it's one day at a time. And I think it's very important. What I've had to realize too is you have to determine which ball is plastic and which ball is glass, because it's a juggling act and you are going to drop some balls. That's fine. Drop the plastic balls, the things that are just not as important. My goals day to day, it's simple. Keep the kids alive, watch Wheel of Fortune if I can. Like, just feed them. They're happy. They're healthy. It's okay. I think as moms, we definitely put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Do not let social media and other outlets dictate how you should be as a mother, or like what motherhood should look like for you, because it's different for everyone. And I will say, for me, I'm just now getting into social media because of the business. I still don't even have a personal Instagram account. I have a business Instagram. I'm active on LinkedIn. This all started because of business. I was actually forced into social media. And it's like, you got to start. You have to. And I'm like, who has time for this? I didn't want to add one more thing to my plate, but it's the false expectations of success. Let it go through one ear and out the other. Okay. My cousin used to tell me, eat the fish, spit out the bones. Whatever that means, use your own
Yeah, that's dope.
interpretation.
Because that's something too that I talked about in a previous episode about how you have to learn that your worth is not within your income, your achievements, or anything like that. It's just all like who God made you to be because you're made in His image. So that's, hey, you're worthy enough like
Amen.
that. So
Amen, sister.
Yeah, just one to build on to remind y'all, because it's so important to not put all that pressure on yourself. I know I still do sometimes. My husband be like,
We all do. My husband, listen, I'm not sure what I would do without him because, we are opposites for sure. And so I could, go a mile a minute. And he's like, just sit down somewhere. And I'm like, I have a million and one things to do. What do you mean sit down? How do you? And he was like, just sit down. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, they'll get done. Like, it's fine. It's the expectations we put on ourselves. And
yeah.
so, yeah, keep what's important important. Make a to-do list if you have to write down your top five things you want to accomplish that day, with the most important thing being first. And then you just work through that list. If you don't get to it, roll it over to the next day. It's fine.
Yes, you said it so well. I'm so glad I had you on because I like to tell mama similar things, but I just love when they hear it from someone else. And before
Yes.
I wrap up, how can the mamas get some mommy scrubs?
Yes. Thank you. So we have our website, mommyscrubs.com. So you can visit our website, and I'm also on LinkedIn. Would love to connect with you all, and on Instagram at mommy.scrubs. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This was fun. Please have me back on. I feel like we could just talk about so many things.
Listen, because I had so many talking points up here, but I'm like, oh, we'll be here all day just having the whole
Just all night, girl. All night. We will just be here. And I'd be okay with that. Like, this is community is huge. Let me just put that in too. So, moms, we were not made to do life alone. We are made to do life in community. And seasons of life change. So, when you were single and like maybe didn't have kids and so on and so forth, perhaps you had a group of single friends and y'all had a great time. You went out, so on and so forth. And now your season has changed. You need to get you some mommy friends because those are the ones who will be able to relate to what you're going through and you won't feel judged. You need to find a safe space. You don't need a whole lot. You just need a faithful few, but find you a safe space in which you can really just go to and just say how you really feel and know that, like, in the end, it'll be okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
Yeah, I love that. And also too, one thing I had to realize in my motherhood journey too about community is like even with my friends who didn't have kids at the time, and I used to be like, oh, they don't get it. And then it's like I had text her one day and it was just encouragement. They may not understand like the actual situation, but it's just the encouragement that is there too. So y'all don't
Yes.
forget, I just wanted to build on to that. Just don't forget about your community because you never know. At the right time, somebody gonna say something, you'll be like, ooh, how you know I needed that today?
Right. I needed
Before you
that
have that.
right there.
Exactly. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a mom friend. And until next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.